Cybercab enters paid Austin service as NHTSA opens an FMVSS audit. BTC ETFs taken $987 million. Money brief for 31 August to 6 September 2026. Tesla put a wheelless cab on the app, while jobs and ETF creations reset the September calendar. Key takeaways. Tesla began limited paid Cybercab rides in Austin on 3 to 4 September. NHTSA opened AQ26002 on Cybercab FMVSS self-certification the same day. August non-farm payrolls plus 162,000. Unemployment 4.1%. September FOMC hike odds moved back towards 60% with CPI due 11 September. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs plus $987 million in the week ended 4 September. Third inflow week, about $3.8 billion over 3 weeks. Ether ETFs plus about $215 to $218 million. Strategy filed a 4,603 BTC purchase, $369.7 million, for 24 to 30 August, first weekly buy since late June. Senate Clarity Act cloture remains 15 September. 16 September FOMC plus SEP is the liquidity print for this board. Tesla started paid Cybercab rides in Austin the same day NHTSA opened an audit of how the company self-certified a car with no wheel or pedals. August payrolls printed plus 162,000 against a 56,000 consensus, putting a 15 to 16 September FOMC hike back on the table before 11 September CPI. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs took in about $987 million in the week ended 4 September. Ether funds added about $215 to $218 million. Senate market structure cloture is still calendared for 15 September. Not investment advice. Tesla puts Cybercab on the Austin Robotaxi app. NHTSA opens AQ26002. Source, Reuters/NHTSA, 3 to 4 September 2026. NHTSA press release. ODI resume AQ26002. Invest answers, 4 September 2026. On 3 September, Tesla held an invite-only launch in downtown Austin and said the two-seat, steering wheel-free Cybercab was joining the existing robo-taxi app alongside driverless Model Ys. The company did not livestream the event. Engineering leads presented hardware, aerodynamics, claimed drag coefficient below 0.20, and rider rules. Public hailing in limited Austin zones was slated to open the next afternoon. Texas records cited after the event put about 45 Cybercabs in the authorized statewide driverless pool, inside a larger Tesla AV registration of roughly 420 vehicles. Tesla had already pulled Cybercab from its 2026 volume production list in a midsummer update, so this week's move is a commercial service start, not a factory rate print. The same day, NHTSA's Office of Defects Investigation opened audit query AQ26002, covering an estimated 1,000 Cybercab vehicles. Tesla told the agency the cars meet all applicable federal motor vehicle safety standards. The audit asks what technical file that certification rests on, and how far Tesla relied on a finding that some FMVSS controls, wheel, pedals, mirrors, do not apply to a vehicle designed without a human driver. It is an audit of process, not a defect finding. DOT has proposed rewriting those standards for automated vehicles. Those rules are not finished. Until they are, the existing code still binds the fleet. Why it matters? For anyone mapping listed AI and Tesla-adjacent names, the product surface changed. A purpose-built robotaxi is now a bookable unit in one city, not a stage concept. The limit is equally concrete. A few dozen cars, limited hours and geofence, no new volume timeline, and a federal file that can slow or condition every next city. Cash flow claims for robotaxi remain a 2027 and after story until utilization and cost per mile show up in a 10Q. Horizon. Now, service plus audit. Next, 3 to 12 months, expansion versus FMVSS rewrite. Evidence grade, shipped, limited commercial rides, filing, AQ26002. Reader watch, skim the NHTSA resume, skip host price math on the invest answers tape. Caveat, population 1,000 is NHTSA's estimate of the certified pool, not cars on the road this week. Musk was not at the event. Company tag, equities, cross-board August payrolls plus 162,000. Waller still wants a hold if August CPI cools. Source, BLS Employment Situation, 4 September 2026. BLS Release, Reuters, Waller Speech, 3 September 2026. Non-farm payrolls rose 162,000 in August. Unemployment stayed at 4.1%. Average hourly earnings were $37.75, up 0.3% on the month and 3.1% year over year. Participation ticked up to 61.6%. July was revised to plus 21,000 from a previously reported decline. June and July together were revised up by 55,000. Reuters Economist poll had centered near plus 56,000. Hiring breadth improved. Leisure and hospitality, local government education, healthcare, construction, and manufacturing all added jobs. Information lost some. A day earlier, Governor Christopher Waller said 3-month core PCE had slowed from 4.76% in February to 3.05% through July, and that if August inflation kept that path, he would support holding the funds rate at the 15th to 16th September meeting. Headline July PCE was 3.7%, core PCE 3.3%. After the jobs print, futures moved the September hike probability back toward about 60% from about 50%. August CPI is due 11 September. The FOMC decision and a new summary of economic projections land 16 September. Why it matters. This board prices AI infra capex and BTC / ETH ETF creations off the same liquidity path. A firmer labor print does not by itself cap data center build or ETF demand, but it keeps the 16 September decision live and makes the 11 September CPI the last hard input before the SEP. A hike would tighten the discount rate on long-duration infra and on Bitcoin as a duration asset. A hold would leave the 3-week ETF bid intact a little longer. Horizon. Now evidence grade, shipped, official print, paper. Waller preference, not a vote. Read or watch. Full the BLS summary tables. Skim Waller. Caveat. 1 month reversed a weak July. The 3-month payroll average is still modest. Waller explicitly conditioned a hold on the next inflation print. Company tag. Macro spot Bitcoin ETFs taken $987 million. Ether funds slow to about $215 million. Source. So-so value, Farside compilations, week of 31 August to 4 September 2026. Crypto.news. Strategy 8K coverage. 31 August 2026, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded about $986.7 to $986.9 million of net creations in the five sessions through 4 September, the third straight inflow week, and roughly $3.8 billion across those 3 weeks. Daily path, plus $216.7 million, 31 August, minus $236.5 million, 1 September, plus $101.1 million, 2 September, plus $730.8 to $730.9 million, 3 September, plus $174.6 million, 4 September. BlackRock's IBIT took the bulk of the week, about $691 million in one compilation, plus $117.4 million on Friday alone. Combined AUM across the Bitcoin suite sat near $101.3 billion on Friday, with cumulative net inflows since launch around $55.6 billion. Year-to-date Bitcoin ETF flows were still described as roughly $1 billion negative. Spot Ether ETFs added about $215 to $218 million, down around 74% from the prior week. BlackRock's ETHA, around $136 million, and staked ETHB, around $82 million, more than accounted for the category after smaller funds saw redemptions. Strategy MSTR filed that it bought 4,603 Bitcoin for $369.7 million between 24 and 30 August, first weekly purchase since late June, funded by $602.8 million of common stock sales, taking holdings to 845,050 BTC at a $75,412 average cost. Why it matters. Creations are the listed, checkable demand pipe for BTC and ETH. A third week of Bitcoin inflows, concentrated in IBIT and in a single Thursday session, is a real allocation change. It does not erase the 2026 year-to-date outflow hole, and Ether's deceleration shows the bid is not uniform across the two large-cap listed vehicles. Strategy's 8K puts a treasury company back on the buy side of the same board after a 2-month sale window. Horizon. Now evidence grade, shipped, issuer, AP flow tables, 8K. Read or watch. Skim the daily table. Skip price target wraps. Caveat, daily flow files are revised after settlement. Money rules 6 September tape treated a Senate vote as about 24 hours away. The calendared cloture date is 15 September, not 7 September. Company tag, BTC/ETH structure/ETF flows. NeoCloud capacity, not just GPUs. CRWV, NBIS, IREN, against NVIDIA's ACIE line. Source, ticker symbol UU, 31 August 2026. I got rich off NVIDIA. I'm buying these stocks next. Follow-up map, 5 September 2026. 98% of investors missed the real AI winners. The 31 August tape is a buy list wrapper around a useful split inside NVIDIA's last data center print. Hyperscale versus ACIE slash NeoCloud customers. CoreWeave, CRWV, Nebius, NBIS, IREN, and peers. NVIDIA has said NeoCloud partners were on a path from about 3 gigawatts of installed capacity at end 2025 toward 8 gigawatts by end 2026. The videos cited operating snapshots. CoreWeave, around $2.6 billion quarterly revenue, $104 billion backlog, 1.5 gigawatts active, 4.2 gigawatts contracted, large Meta and Microsoft contracts, and high net debt. Nebius, $582 million quarterly revenue, $37.5 billion backlog, including a $17.4 billion Microsoft piece and a Meta envelope up to $27 billion. IREN AI Cloud revenue, $70.5 million in the latest quarter, $16.6 billion backlog, Microsoft $9.7 billion and NVIDIA $3.4 billion contracts. NVIDIA's own disclosed stakes and capacity purchase arrangements with those names are the binding structure, not the host's ranking. The 5 September follow-up stacked the rest of the spend map. Custom ASICs at Broadcom, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, Meta, HBM at Micron and SK Hynix, Ethernet, Optics, Arista, Lumentum, Coherent, and contracted nuclear offtake, Constellation Microsoft at Three Mile Island, Vistra with Amazon and Meta. Those layer facts are industry structure. They are not new earnings prints this window. NVIDIA's $96.2 billion quarter and Palantir's Q2 $1.94 billion print landed before 31 August. Why it matters? Allocation inside listed AI is migrating from who sells the GPU to who has power, packaging, HBM, and a contracted offtake. NeoClouds are how a second set of listed vehicles monetize NVIDIA's stack. They also carry leverage and customer concentration risk that a 10Q will show faster than a keynote will. Energy offtake is now a named bottleneck with multi-year PPAs attached to tickers. Horizon, next, 3 to 12 months. Evidence grade, filing slash shipped, company reported backlogs, and MW. The channel is secondary. Read or watch. Skim chapters on ACIE and the five-layer map. Skip the top stocks close. Caveat, one video, two distinct structure facts. NeoCloud MW versus energy slash ASIC map. Host, I'm buying, language is discarded. Do not treat the recycled NVIDIA or Palantir quarter as this week's print. Company tag, Semis Infra. Equities Clarity Act still sits on a 15 September cloture clock. Source, Crypto Briefing, 1 September 2026. Clarity Act passing seen as win. Money rules, 6 September 2026. Calendar claim only. The Digital Asset Market Clarity Act remains the access rule that would split digital commodity oversight toward the CFTC and leave security-like tokens at the SEC. House passage was July 2025, 294 to 134. Senate banking advanced a text 15 to 9 on 14 May 2026. After the August recess, the live procedural date is a 15 September cloture vote on the motion to proceed, 60 votes, with the Senate back on 14 September and a short midterm calendar behind it. Ethical language and stablecoin AML fikes are still the state it holds. Agencies have not frozen their own rulemaking while the bill waits. Why it matters? ETF creations already give listed access to BTC and ETH. Clarity would change who can custody, bank, and offer the rest of the stack, including how treasury companies and broker platforms treat tokens that are not in a 19b4 product. Failure on cloture does not unwind IBIT or ETHA. Passage would still need a House conference on Senate add-ons. Horizon, now. Vote week, next. Implementation if it clears. Evidence grade, filing, legislative calendar, rumor, floor whip count. Read or watch. Skim the 1 September status note. Skip the money rules, wealth transfer close, and any XRP segment. Caveat, hosts compress the date.
Use the Senate calendar, not a YouTube thumbnail.
Company tag, BTC/ETH structure. Regulation watch, next 11 Sep 2026. August CPI, BLS. Last inflation print before the FOMC. 14 Sep 2026, Senate returns. 15 Sep 2026, Clarity Act cloture on the motion to proceed, 60-vote test, FOMC meeting opens. 16 Sep 2026, FOMC decision and summary of economic projections, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. 30 Sep 2026, August PCE, same-day risk of a federal funding lapse if no CR.